What's up, Queens? I have so much to tell you. It has been a little bit since we've recorded a podcast episode. There's just been so much going on. Earlier this month, I went to LA to shop for my boutique, and I'm going to be recording a whole entire episode on that because there's so much good stuff to share about that. So if you do have a retail store, stay tuned for that episode because it is going to be a good one. Second of all, my wedding is coming up in literally less than 30 days, so we've been doing so much stuff for the wedding, and yeah, I just can't believe, finally, our wedding was supposed to be last July, but we had to reschedule it because of COVID, so finally, gonna get married here in a couple of weeks, so I'm super excited about that. And then also, last week, if you are following me on social or if you are in the Retail Queen community on Facebook, you saw that I announced my big announcement, the Retail Queen Academy. The Retail Queen Academy is an ongoing membership for product-based businesses to get the education they need to grow their businesses without the high price tag. So I will share a little bit more about the Academy here at the end of the episode. But first of all, let's just go ahead and get into the episode because I have 5 tips for product-based businesses in 2021. And I say in 2021 because this is what I think is most relevant for product-based businesses right now. Marketing and business is always evolving. So that's why it's so important to stay updated on what things are most important to focus on when it comes to your business. So my first top tip is look at your numbers, profit margin, and the data behind the products you sell. I feel like this is a tip that is always going to be relevant. So definitely take note on this. But you can make sales all day long, right? You can make sales all day long. But if your numbers aren't right and if your pricing isn't right and you're not making enough to reinvest into your business and to pay your bills and to pay yourself, then some changes need to be made, either in your product, pricing, whatever that is. It's important to focus on products that give you a higher profit margin rather than a low profit margin, obviously. So make sure that you are focusing on getting that high profit margin. And for me, I don't like to focus on products that don't give me higher than a 60% profit margin. So if it's like in the 50s, I'm probably not going to move forward with that product. And then it is so important to look at the data behind the products you sell. Look at the things that don't sell well for you or the things that move super, super, super slow for you and kind of see why aren't those products selling? Why doesn't this work best for me? And then look at the items that do sell well for you and they do move really fast. Take note of those. Take note of what works best for you and lean in more on those products because those are the products that are going to move your business forward versus the products that are just sitting there and nobody's really touching. My number 2 tip is text and email marketing. It is a must, you guys. We cannot just rely on social media to get our message and our products out there to our customers. It used to be on social media where so many people would see our posts and, you know, all of our customers, everybody that's following us almost would see our posts. And today it's the total opposite. You guys, people are not seeing posts as much as they used to. And, you know, social media can literally disappear at the blink of an eye. I've seen people's accounts, huge, huge accounts disappear overnight. Text and email marketing is the best way to get in contact with your customers, the best way to get products or promotions or sales out to your customers in a super fast way where they're almost guaranteed to see it, right? And the return on your investment for this and the return on your energy of putting things out there is so much more than making a social media post. Now, I'm not saying stop doing social media, but I am saying that text and email marketing are a must. Number 3, use Facebook ads to drive traffic to your brick and mortar location if you have one, and or if you do not have a brick and mortar, your website. It is so worth it, and it works so well whenever you do it right, you guys. We've made so much from our Facebook ads, and we've gained a lot of customers from our Facebook ads as well. So my top performing Facebook ads are, the first one is the one that drives traffic to our website based on certain products, and it targets people who are most likely to purchase through my website. My second favorite Facebook ad that we use is the one that drives traffic to our brick and mortar location. So what I've done with this one is I've actually made a little like commercial video of around our store explaining things we have, explaining our hours and all of that stuff. And then we target it to local people who are most likely to shop with us. And the most important thing when it comes to Facebook ads is actually setting it up the right way instead of just winging it and guessing and wasting your money, because I did that in the beginning and it was not good. So make sure you learn how to set these up the right way, or have somebody do it for you. We actually go over setting these up the right way inside the Retail Queen Academy starting next month. So that's going to be one of our trainings next month. So if you do get in there, you'll be able to learn up how to set your Facebook ads the right way. Number four is, if you want to stand out, if you want to grow and stand out from the crowd, it is so important to stay in your own lane and stop looking at what others are doing. And I've talked about this before. I've talked about competition recently because I've seen a lot of this come up for people. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that it's like a never ending cycle. Like you'll always kind of get these like little fears, right? But it is so important to stop looking at what others are doing and to stay in your own lane. So if you are following people that are in your industry and you're kind of just like, like now they're doing this, do I need to be doing this? And, you know, just constantly looking at other people and kind of basing your actions on that, it's time to unfollow those people because they are taking away from your creativity. If you see those ideas and you're not necessarily like trying to copy them, but like in your head, you're like, oh, well, I need to do that now because they're doing that now. It's taking away from your own creative ideas. So I want you guys to stop following those specific people and to come up with your own ideas. Think outside of the box. The best things are born whenever you come up with them yourself and think out of the box, outside of the box, because what works for one business isn't going to work for another, okay? And don't be afraid to try these out. Test these ideas out and see what works best for you in your business. There's going to be certain things that you test out and it's not going to work. That's okay. Adjust them and move on from there. But there's going to be some things that you try out that's going to be amazing for you and your business. So get creative, test things out, see how it goes, adjust from there, and stay in your own lane. And number five, this one is going to be another one of those things that is an ongoing forever type of thing that is always gonna matter, and it's educate yourself weekly on topics that will grow your business and learn from people that are in the shoes of where you want to be. It is so important that we work from the mindset of there's always something new to learn and there's always room for growth. We're never too smart, too developed, too, you know, high up to learn something new from somebody. And I think it's so important to continuously educate ourselves as business owners as things are constantly evolving with social media, with marketing, and business. And that is one of the reasons why I created the Retail Queen Academy, you guys, is to give product-based businesses that ongoing education they need to grow their business without the high price tag, without paying all of the high college tuition. You know, I've been there, I've done that. It wasn't great. If you've heard my story, I went to college for 5 years for a business degree, and I didn't learn about running a business in college. I'll just put it that way. I learned how to run my successful business outside of college by learning from the people that have been in the shoes of where I want to be, by taking courses outside of college and, you know, having coaches that teach me the strategy, the updated marketing tactics, and, you know, the mindset. The mindset is something, you know, we always need to be working on. But within the Retail Queen Academy, there's monthly trainings that you will have access to forever to help you grow your business. So once you join in, you'll be able to access all of the past trainings and then all of the future trainings you'll have access to watch and go over and share with your team even at any time that you want. So some of the topics that we have went over and we will be going over is marketing strategy, audience growth, Facebook ads, product sourcing, pricing, money, finances, website strategy, brick and mortar tips, brick and mortar traffic, and then of course social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And then one of the best things I think about this is the private community and ongoing support that you get for such a low price. You guys, you cannot work with me anywhere else with this low of a price. So within our private community, you do get to connect with like-minded women, ask any questions that you might have. So I'll be able to go through and answer any questions, any specific questions to your business that you have. Or even if it's something specific that you are going through and you just need support, you just need like somebody to cheer you on, that is also what I do through the private community. And then finally, you do get access to the Academy Library, which is all of the past trainings, templates, and educational information to help you move your business forward. You get access to that always, and you can literally watch it at any point. I think this is amazing because as business owners, we are busy and we like to learn on our own time. We have our own schedules and, you know, there's certain times of the day that works for some people and doesn't work for other people. So I think it's amazing that you can literally go back and watch and learn and take in all of that education on your own time. So I'm recording this on Monday, April 26, 2021. And as of right now, you guys, this is in our early bird pricing window, okay? So on Friday, April 30th, that early bird pricing is going to go up. Right now, it's only $19 a month, or if you sign up for the entire year, it's only $190. So you actually get 2 months free. This is only valid until April 30th, 2021. At 11:59 p.m. So make sure if you do want to get in, go ahead and get in and get locked in with that early bird pricing, because you'll be locked in with that pricing forever, even as we up the price for other people later on. If you have any questions regarding the Academy or anything else, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. My username is theretailqueen_. And yeah, I hope you found so much value in this episode. I cannot wait to see some of you guys inside the Retail Queen Academy. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.